A day after the second presidential debate, Donald Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, was in Charlotte. During a town hall rally, Pence spent his time talking about the economy and veterans' health care. He also broached the subject of recorded lewd remarks Donald Trump made about women a decade ago that became public last week. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was at the rally today. She's joining us now. Hi, Sarah. Begin by setting the scene for us.
Well, today's rally, which was held at Center Stage in NoDa, Charlotte's Arts District, was crowded. And the majority of people there were white, many retired. Waiting outside, you could hear horns honking, some in solidarity, cheering on these Trump supporters. Other drivers slowed down to let them know what they thought of Trump, and we'll just say that they were not in support of him. There were a few people waving flags that read, "Bill Clinton is a rapist," something that we haven't seen before at Trump or Pence rallies. And it's an obvious attempt to deflect some attention from Trump's recent comments. And of course, vendors selling Trump t-shirts and large buttons that had a picture of Hillary Clinton behind bars, which has kind of become a standard at Trump events.
And what was on the minds of the people you spoke to?
Well, all the people that I spoke to today said that they had watched the debate and they were overall really happy with how Trump did. And when asked about the release of this tape where Trump is heard making offensive and degrading comments towards women, not one of them said it changed their feelings on a Trump-Pence ticket.
I'm a Christian, an evangelical Christian. I'm looking at the big picture. I'm not looking at little words that he may have said that offended women. Yeah. Change my mind about voting for this ticket, yeah, because there is so much more at stake.
Mr. Trump has asked forgiveness of his family. He has apologized, and I think that should end it.
Being in the military, you know, when we were working in our office environment in Garrison, you know, worked around primarily men of all ages, officers enlisted, and they behaved very nicely, very respectfully. However, when we would go out to the field for training exercises and their wives and children were not anywhere to be seen, and they would talk amongst themselves, that is exactly the kind of thing that they taught. And that was eye-opening to me because I had never really heard how coarse men, you know, good men, good husbands, good fathers, when they get amongst themselves, that is very common to talk like that.
And that was Elizabeth Warfield, Robert Pallison, and Caroline Hernessey. And that last Trump supporter is someone that we're going to go back to.
All right. Well, we've got a sense of how things were outside the rally. Sarah, what about inside?
It was standing room only, and people held signs in support of Trump. Some brought their own. Many signs were handed out. One sign I saw a lot was had this lettering. It said, "The silent majority stands with Trump," which was a little ironic because this was a very loud crowd. Throughout Pence's speech, people cheered and stood up. And within the first few moments of Pence's talk, he brought up the remarks by Trump that had been in the news cycle the past few days.
"And we're called to forgive as we have been forgiven. And last night, my running mate, he showed the American people wasn't at heart. He showed humility to the American people. And then he fought back and turned the focus to the choice that we face. And I'm proud to stand with Donald Trump."
And that idea of forgiveness combined with Pence's Christianity really seemed to resonate with people there. From there, Pence went into his talking points on the economy, healthcare, securing America's borders. And he spoke for around an hour and then took a few questions from the audience, although most of them were comments in support of Governor Pence and Mr. Trump.
Well, as people were leaving today's rally, how did it seem that they had taken Governor Pence's comments?
While Pence was preaching to the choir here, to be clear, these weren't undecided voters like Sunday's presidential debate was. People were generally really happy with him. I caught up with Carolyn Hernessey, the veteran we heard from earlier.
"I think Mike Pence is a great running mate. I hope after Trump serves his 8 years that we get Mike Pence as president." He's a real genuine guy.
And Mark, she was definitely not the only one who told me that she was excited by the thought of a Pence presidency.
That's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. She was at the Pence rally in Charlotte today. Sarah, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.